AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a second community connection for the morning, and opportunity to focus on a subject that I enjoy talking about. I freely admit that. I think that most people know that I have done some Ollie film classes, and when we finished up my most recent session, the class basically said, okay, what's coming up in the fall? And I said, well, I haven't decided yet. But anyway, we are welcoming in the Bartlesville Film Society. That was also the subject of our Facebook post this morning, so kind of very timely on that. And you should just get some names, and we'll get some jobs on this in just a minute. Deshane Atkins, not in from the Price Tower Art Center. Kristen Duncan and Drew Harry. Drew? That's nice right. To have you in here this morning. And we will kind of slide the microphone around on the tabletop. Deshane, just because I'm more familiar with talking with you, and for no other good reason, we'll start and say we're inviting people to the Heritage Theater tonight to see a classic film.
Actually, it's not happening tonight, but it is taking place
Thursday. My bad. Yeah.
No, you're good. But thank you again for having us. We're really excited to be here. But this is our first screening, so we're incredibly excited to share this with the community and also just bring another fun event opportunity for the community to share and talk about some fun films. And not
a film that asks the question, who are you going to call?
Exactly. The Ghostbusters, of course. So, Ghostbusters, we are screening at 7 o'clock at the Heritage Theater in Dewey on Thursday night.
And it's a fun film. Those that haven't seen it need to. Those that have seen it and haven't seen it in the last, you picked a time period, need to see it again.
Yes. It's definitely the type of movie that kind of welcomes all demographics. And it kind of really hits, it's a really fun, family-friendly film. So it's good for the adults, good for the kids. If you've seen it already, it's something that you probably want to see again. If you haven't seen it before, then it's definitely, this is the opportunity to go see it because it's in a theater setting. Mm-hmm. So, which you wouldn't be able to see.
And that's one comment that I've gotten on my Ollie series is, you know, people, and I'll pick on the Hitchcock film series that I've done. You know, it doesn't matter. The only time you've seen The Birds, or the only time you've seen, you picked a Hitchcock film on a TV, I don't care how big your 56-inch or whatever screen is, it's not the same as seeing on a big screen.
Absolutely. And our president actually, which is Sean Hennessy, he's kind of the organizer of this organization. And he made a wonderful point that it's, watching a movie at home is great, but whenever you actually have the opportunity to watch it in a community setting, it just makes the experience even more joyous and even more fantastic. So to be able to share this with a bunch of people, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
It is. And let's just get the other two folks involved here. I pick on Deshane because I used to talk to Deshane. But the origin of the Film Society, why did somebody want to get together and watch? I don't care if you're, you know, because we haven't actually said this, but you're going to pick a wide variety of films over the course of your first Thursdays to choose for us. But why get together and choose some good films and share them with other people?
I think Sean would probably be the best person to ask that to. But with him not being here, I'm going to kind of just try to get in his head and say that it's just something that, especially around here, that's not really ever been done before, I would say. I think this is the first time people have come together to get together and watch classic films like this, and it's not something I've ever seen before in Bartlesville.
If you look at the Fathom events, that are the closest one is in Tulsa, and they right. Do one or two a month, and there are some great classic films that the Fathom series has done, but this is going to reach a totally different set of people.
Yeah, I mean, and like we're starting with Ghostbusters, obviously, like you guys have already touched on that, but it's, if there's, you know, children out there that are extremely young that have never been able to watch that movie before, now that's going to open their eyes to a classic film like that. So I think that's kind of another thing, is opening people to maybe movies that they've never seen before, genres that they never cared about. Maybe now they can kind of come to this and, you know, appreciate a whole new side of movies that I never had before.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that this event and this organization, we offer these screenings completely for free. So even if you're not even remotely interested in what we're showing, you don't really have to invest anything in it. You just have to show up and give it an opportunity. So it's a nice opportunity to kind of expose, like what Drew was saying, to people that may not even have that.
Yep. Okay, Drew, or Kristen's going to jump in here. Go ahead.
Yes, now I get to speak.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so one of the things that we're trying to do is not just make this going to go see a movie. We want to make it an event, something fun that the whole family can enjoy. And one of the neat things that we're doing with the Ghostbusters thing is we are encouraging people to dress up if they want, even come in costume. And we will even be having a costume contest in which you might be able to win a little prize. And also, speaking of prizes, we will be having a raffle. We will have a couple of gift baskets with a movie copy of Ghostbusters, gift cards to Hideaway Pizza, and along with some great movie snacks and things. The tickets for the raffle will be $1 each, or $5 for $6. I'm sorry.
Okay, just to make sure that we get it right, it is how many for what? How many dollars again now?
Okay. Raffle tickets will be $1 each, or $6 for $5.
It's just one of those. Once you say it wrong, you need to say it right about three times.
Yes.
To get it to stick in people's minds of what they actually meant to hear. So I wanted to get that at least the first time of those three correct times.
Yes.
To get it in there. But this, you know, so I can see the fun aspect of this, and I can see like you said, getting people an opportunity who are just young enough that Ghostbusters has not yet come up in the conversation. But I can see a lot of other possibilities for things that could go on these events too.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be having, you know, you're going to watch the movie, but then afterwards we'll be having discussions and stuff like that. And I don't want to say it'll be educational, but maybe it will be for some people.
You can't ignore the educational element because,
right.
Again, just in my... some people are going to be asking just, I'll say, fun questions about the film.
Right.
But somebody in the audience, Murphy's Law is going to work. Somebody is going to say, well, what did they use for the green slime?
Right.
You know,
right.
And there's only two correct answers. Either I don't know or they used whatever it was.
Right. Yeah. And I honestly don't know. So maybe that's something I need to go look up now so I can be prepared for that question when it comes up.
Well, and I throw that one out and I don't know the answer to that question either. I'm just saying, when there's no predicting people on something.
Right, right.
Kristen, you were ready to jump in.
Actually, I had done a little bit of research on the movie, and I can't remember off the top of my head what the green slime was made of, but if you come to the movie, we have a long list of neat little trivia facts about the movie in our program that I compiled the other day. So if you want to learn what the green slime is, come to the movie and we'll have a nice list of trivia facts that you can learn.
And I think that's one thing that people, at least in this setting, in my experience at least, look forward to is all those little trivia facts, whether they just come up in a conversation or whether you got a handout or whatever it is. But it's fun to go enjoy the cinema for just the sake of enjoying the cinema. But there are those of us that say, well, you know, what about, or how did you know, or did you know that the writer of this cinema was also, by the way, involved in this and this and this? Deshane.
Absolutely. It's definitely something that that again, what is part of our focus is it's not just sharing film, but also just opening that discussion of what makes these films great, or what makes these films bad. I mean, it's all across the board.
And there are some that well, I'll pick on just because it's not one of the films that you're doing this mm-hmm. month anyway. The cult films. Mm-hmm. There are some people who will say Rocky Horror Picture Show is the most fantastic film that was ever made, and there are others that will use all kind of expletive deleted language about it that they felt it was a totally waste of celluloid, and both are correct.
Yes, absolutely. And the great thing is that neither of those opinions are wrong.
Yeah.
So, and that's, and you know, it's just another form of art. So it's again, opening that discussion, bringing people together, and just having a good time with movies and learning.
So I have hinted around again, it is this Thursday night.
It's this Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the Heritage Theater in Dewey. And we will also be having, we will be announcing the rest of our lineup for movies there. So, yep, for the next 6 months. So we will have trailers for all of those. And so we're not going to hint right now because we're going to keep it a surprise.
Well, and you may not have made all those decisions. I don't know.
It's all set.
Okay.
We have the next 6 months of movies planned out. I will say that we've got movies from different decades. We've got cult films. We have some great classic movies and some movies that are by well-known directors, and I won't go into any more details. Those are your hints.
Well, and I know sometimes it's nice to have everything all lined up, but I will also say, typically in my Ollie classes, I had five for sures and then one that I kind of held back and said it'll either be A or B depending on class interest, and that sort of mm-hmm. kind of gave me a little bit of flexibility. So yeah. both are things that work out well for you. But 6 months worth of planning, and at least your site right now is the Heritage Theater in Dewey for all of those?
Yes. We would at some point like to do some outdoor movies and or even some pop-up movies around
town. I don't think there's a little
thing,
speaker things you can hang on the window anymore.
Yeah. But anyway, we would like to, we do intend to kind of be a little flexible, but right now our home is Theater Barnesville in Dewey.
Okay.
And there will be concessions and
Heritage
food.
Theater.
Heritage Theater.
I was going to make
apologize.
That connection. Home, you could either be in downtown Dewey or Theater Barnesville. You
yeah,
can do both.
There you
yeah.
go.
Okay. So again, it's the Heritage Theater, Dewey, on Don Tyler, Thursday night.
At 7 p.m.
And the price is right.
And the price is free.
There you go. And again, there is a fundraiser aspect on this, and so that we can get that at least second or third time of with the correct information on pricing for the raffles and that sort of thing.
Oh yes, the again the raffle prices for we have two different gift baskets available. We'll have a Blu-ray copy of the movie in one of the baskets, and a DVD copy of the movie in the other basket, along with some snacks. And I've also been told that we have $25 gift cards to Hideaway Pizza in there as well. And the raffle ticket prices are $1 per ticket, or you can buy six tickets for $5.
Okay, well, it sounded like a great idea, and I know people will have fun with some fun and or classic films, and sometimes there can be both, but either way, it's an opportunity to have some fun. Coming up Thursday night, 7 at, yes, I don't have the time down here. Is it 7? No.
It's 7 o'clock on Thursday.
I was confusing April 7th with the time, and I couldn't find the time in front of me. And again, it is free and all ages event. Seating, of course, first come, first serve, so have yourself a good time and look forward to the next six consecutive First Thursdays. That's our time this morning with the Bartlesville Film Society. Hope to see you there. AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all